Mukundamala Stotra, verse 32, part 2. Munimanovritti pravritti aushadham. Sukulukshikar Maharaj is here describing how the holy name is a medicine. In the previous part, he described how it pacifies the mind by subduing the illusions within it. And now he talks about how the holy name activates the mind by stimulating its introspective, thoughtful tendencies. So Muni is those who are thinkers. They can be speculators if they are thinking without reference to scripture, or they can be devotees and followers of scripture also, and think deeply about the principles that are taught in the scriptures. So basically, Muni is a person who has a tendency towards serious, deep thought. And all of us have a little bit of that tendency, but most of the time we get caught up in frivolous thoughts about eating, sleeping, mating, defending. The whatever little vritti we have towards thinking like a Muni, so the whatever little vritti our man has, that gets stimulated, pravritti, it gets stimulated by the chanting of the holy names. So over a period of time, if we keep chanting the holy names consistently, from the material point of view, that purification will raise us from the lower modes of passion and ignorance towards goodness. And that in and of itself is helpful in becoming more thoughtful and actually seeing the true nature of the material world as a place of treachery and misery. And also, if we chant the holy names regularly, then we are rendering service to Krishna. Krishna personally promises in 10.10 and 11 that Tadami buddhi yogam tam aham ajnanajam tamahanashayamihi, that I give knowledge and I destroy ignorance. So we will experience the benefit of chanting both from a material point of view by becoming elevated to the mode of goodness, and from the spiritual devotional point of view by seeing Krishna personally guiding and inspiring us to chant more seriously, as well as to understand more thoroughly the truths of life in action as we have heard them in theory in scripture. So the Muni Manovritti Pravritti Aushadham, the holy name will enable us to see in life what we are hearing in scripture. So when suppose we meet with an accident or we meet some suffering, then rather than just getting exasperated and frustrated over with it, as would normally happen when we are within the modes, lower modes especially, we'll start realizing, oh see, actually Krishna told that this world is dukkhalayam and I'm experiencing the dukkhalayam. So therefore, when Krishna says that actually in remembrance of him there is a joy, that must also be true. So now I've experienced one part of the teaching of Krishna's reality of one part of Krishna's teaching. Let me apply myself to the chanting of the holy names more diligently and experience the reality of the other part of Krishna's teachings also. So let me experience the joyfulness of the remembrance of Krishna. And in this way, even the ups and downs of material life will become spurs for us to go deeper in our introspective and devotional search for Krishna. That is the blessing of the holy name. Muni Manovritti Pravritti Aushadham. Sri Harinam Prabhu Ki Jai. Thank you.